Blog Talk Radio.
Do you love the outdoors? Do you want to help make a difference for the planet? Then get involved in Collectively Rewilding. Collectively Rewilding is a movement to restore degraded ecosystems and reinvigorate sustainable traditions almost lost by working together. It's based on the idea that we can achieve more by working together than we can by working alone. Sharing the skill sets we have built over the years with each other and providing the community support we all need when there is so much work to be done in finding a sustainable future. To join our community here in Collectively Rewilding, go to www.collectivelyrewilding.com. Let's bring nature back into our lives in a community built for the wild in all of us.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Global government, the mystery school, Agenda 2030, chemtrails and geoengineering, manufactured disasters.
We live in a time when awareness about current events and big media deception is critical to be prepared for the events that are rapidly descending upon us. This is Russ from Delivering the Truth and Exposing the Lies. Join Diana and me every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. as we expose the truth big media keeps lying about.
Herbal medicine, the globalist real agenda, seeing through the propaganda.
Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll see you there.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific Time, for the Living with Freedom Show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Would you like to take your power back by following the principles of the universal laws, earth-based spirituality such as pantheonism, shamanism, and personal alchemy? Are you sick of giving your power away to power-hungry gurus, the corrupt government, the globalists, and realize you have a higher purpose on this planet? That you are gods and goddesses that need to snap out of amnesia and reclaim your birthright? We're Darren and Dr. Joanna Wells, the Double B, founder of the Gods of Amenti, psychic intuitives, transformation coaches, training others to uncover lost knowledge and reclaim their sovereignty. Here to guide you every Sunday at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and Wednesday 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our show, Moving Beyond the Matrix, on freedomizerradio.com. Call-in number is 319-527-6208.
Hello, I'm Mike, my birthing partner, and I just got our new Lysnica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysnica Freedom microchip. SNSHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their Freedom microchip. I jumped on the Lysnica joint.
This freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this Freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from getting a gene therapy.
These Freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart. An employee with insert in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysnick track and trace your every move. You just need a Freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysnick Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Tuesday. A little later on, we're going to have Adrian joining us here. We are going to play some clips for about an hour, and she'll be on with me. My voice is kind of shot. I don't have... I need a little bit here, but we'll get into it. And then when we have Adrian, we could take some calls. If anybody out there in Radio Land has anything they want to share. So I'm watching Super Tuesday as well. There's not one state where Nikki Haley is even close. The only state that Nikki Haley was able to win so far was Washington, D.C., when they had exactly 2,000 people, not exactly, but real close to 2,000 people in Washington, D.C., and 90% of them voted for Nikki Haley. And I'm sure most of those were Brandon votes anyway, and they just switched over because they needed to vote more against Trump because Brandon's not really running against anyone. The Democrat National Committee already told Robert F. Kennedy and everyone else that running in the race is useless because they're selecting Brandon regardless. So we don't know how the Robert F. Kennedy situation will play out. He's already on the ballot. And I don't think we're close to the end here for the Democrats. I mean, for the Republicans. Obviously, Trump is going to be at the doorstep of clinching the nomination. And I don't know at what point does Nikki Haley say no. I don't have enough Democrat voter support to put me in the primary to lose to Brandon. Because that's what she's looking at. That's her best case scenario, is to be the nominee to lose against Brandon or Kamala. Maybe that's what she's hoping for. Maybe she just wants to be the right, she just wants to be the next Mitt Romney, to just be a stooge, to stand in and let the other person get their second nomination. Yeah, if you're relying on Democrat voters to help you beat Trump, and then they all can go back to Democrats when it's over, why are you running again? I just legitimately have to ask that. And in other news, Michael Robinson Obama, she's a very nice lady. He decided that he came out once and for all and said for the last time, I'm not running for president. Don't draft me. I'm not interested. And he has said that many times, that he's just not interested. And I do think, honestly, if Big Mike was interested, we'd know by now. He does not like that White House. It looks as though he barely wants to be around Barry Satoro, their alleged daughter changed her last name. I just don't think that there's going to be any last-minute switcheroo. I think that this is what we got. I've read several pieces that believe that Gretchen Whitmer out of Michigan is the it girl now because Big Mike said no, and Gruesome is not likable because Gruesome is basically the 1%, and that's what would hold J.B. Pritzker back from Illinois. And They think somehow Gretchen is going to bring them to the promised land. When the liberals, they really love how Gretchen made a name for herself while locking down Michigan. They love the way Michigan's election ran in 2020 when they were able to board up those windows and kick out anyone that was a registered Republican from counting ballots. See, Democrat voters, they don't care about all that. The more you do against Trump, the better you are, according to Democrat voters. Does Gretchen move the needle at all? Will there be anyone out there in Radioland that would switch their vote from Trump to Gretchen? Oh, man, that's a hard sell. The only thing they have is they'd get the female votes back on the plantation if they voted for Brandon in 2020. Instead of going to Trump, that they would have the low information crowd that says, look, we can vote a woman into the White House. Never mind, it's a very terrible choice. Honestly, it's a coin flip to me on who's worse between Kamala and Gretchen. They're probably equal. Do they think that they're going to get some black votes because they have a black face up there with Kamala, who's not as black as everybody would like? I know they were dreaming about Big Mike. And there's no way that they're going to sell people on Gruesom. So Gretchen, to me, is just another one of those Nikki Haley types that is just a loud yeller with nothing to bring to the table. Maybe I'm wrong, but I do not see anyone moving from Trump to Gretchen Whitmer. And the Democrats' bench is kind of low right now. They don't have anyone in the minor leagues right now that they feel could come up and do something for them right now. And I'm not even a Republican. But I think there's at least 10 people on the Republican side not named Nikki Haley that could come in and just in a debate, just totally and thoroughly destroy any Democratic candidate. Just off the top of my head, let me just add a few here to the mix. Vivek, I think, goes without saying. I think Ron DeSantis could destroy. Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, even though they haven't put their name in for the job, they probably don't want it. Byron Donalds, I'd say, is on the same boat. I want to like Tim Scott. I just feel like he's just that quote-unquote nice guy. And Ben Carson suffers from that, too. I like those two. I just don't think. But they still. All right, I'll just end it there. I'm sure I can get to 10 if I try hard enough. I just wanted to throw a few names out there. But you know what gets me, though, is after this 9-0 decision that Trump gets to stay on the ballot, and you have all these liberals coming out talking about how Clarence Thomas made a racist judgment. How dare the white liberal just complain only about the black man? Talking about how Clarence Thomas voted for race. pisses me off, because there's eight others there, and you did not hear Clarence Thomas one bit say, I think Trump should be on the ballot because he's white. I don't think that came to any of those judges' heads. I don't think Sotomayor said it. I don't think that Kajani Brown Jackson said it because he's white. He needs to stay on the ballot. Why single out Clarence Thomas? I know it's because he's an immovable object. But they love picking on black conservatives. They can't stand Thomas Sowell. They can't stand Clarence Thomas. They can't stand Ben Carson. They can't stand a strong Republican black man. They're an immovable object. Good for them. It's not even that I hate Democrats. I just hate commies. And everybody is correct that you don't just move somebody off the ballot because you don't like them. All you have to do is simply not vote for them. And you're going to claim an insurrection when not one state, not one person ever brought Trump to court and convicted Trump of insurrection, never charged. How do you get to say he did this when there's no record of it in court? How do you do that? That is like saying, I don't want Governor Grusom on the ballot because he diddles kids. And I am not insinuating that at all. I don't have any evidence of it. I don't believe it. But that would be just like me saying person X cannot be on a ballot because of reason Y with no evidence. You're just throwing it out there. And I think Governor Grusom's a lot of things. I'm not going to convict him of that. I'm not going to charge him or say anything about that. But I'm just trying to prove a point here, just in case anyone takes my words out of context. You can't just label somebody something and just expect the whole world is going to believe it. But hey, Democrats do. Yeah, Trump is racist for making the black man work and having the lowest unemployment rate in history. I think I talked about this a week or two ago on the show, where some poll came out and they ranked, and this was like front page news everywhere, they ranked the best presidents of all time. And if I remember right, they said Franklin Delano Roosevelt was the best president of all time. Bill Clinton was number 6 or 8, and Barry Satoru was the other one. Whichever one was 6, the other was 8. They had Brandon at number 14. Ronald Reagan at 16. And they had Trump last and not even close to 44th. Like, there was 1 to 44, and then this big empty hole, and then Trump just barely over 0%. 45, I should say, and then, yeah, there's 46 presidents. So it's like Trump just barely exists, and everybody else did so much better than Trump. And one of the things I read on there is Trump is liable to get us into World War III. I'm trying to figure that one out because they think of Brandon as peaceful, and they quoted the fact that Brandon ended the Afghanistan war. Never mind he left billions of dollars out there in parts. Never mind he left, and people are still trying to get out years later. You have citizens that were government employees The U.S. government just basically said, hey, we got our military out. You should have got out when you could have. That's somehow a great strategy. I don't know how that works, but they call that a great strategy. But Trump's going to be the one that starts World War III, even though he's the only president in the last, 72, 75 years, whatever it is, that did not start a war during his presidency. But he's the one that's going to start a war. Yeah, he is a Nazi, even though Nazi stands for National Socialist. And he's a Nazi for, and they're still talking about how he's a COVID denier. I heard that word today, that Trump is the ultimate COVID denier, even though he's the one that bragged for years about rushing those gene therapies out. He's the one, and everybody booed him every time he talks about how fast he got those gene therapies out, because we all know the truth, but he's a COVID denier, because he did not force everyone to still be wearing scams. He didn't force the gene therapies on people to kill more citizens. And then you have Brandon that admitted that he's using 43 different airports to have overnight air flights overnight air flights. They're flying these illegals anywhere in the United States to 43 different terminals. Blame Trump for that, of course. But he said that we have to bring these gangsters. We have to bring these undocumented American friends to all of these various cities because of climate change and because I've heard people say, look, we need the voters. The blacks, the Hispanics that are legal, they don't want Brandon. So we gotta get as many as we can here and watch. I think many of us have said this for many years. We had no idea how they were going to bring all of these people in to take our weaponry. But if they can steal the 2024 election, if they can get that election, and I don't know how they can do it, I do think most of the globalists realized at this point that it's too big to rig. They can somehow steal that election. If your friends vote commie, and there's enough of your friends that are going to vote for Brandon or Gretchen or whichever, insert commie here. If there's too many of them and the election's close, they can take it. And if they can take this next election, wow. And I hate saying that. Everybody thinks I'm like the world's biggest Trump supporter. I'm just anti-communist. I really don't care. Trump doesn't bother me. Maybe it's because I'm from New York. I don't think of him as my grandfather. I don't care. I just know people that talk like that. And his actions speak more than enough for me. I'm quite okay with that. And no, I'm not voting to get rid of the United States. I'm not voting for fake news. I'm not voting to have people thrown in FEMA camps based on their skin color or who they voted for. When you had Whoopi Goldberg last week talk about how Brandon can, at any minute, if he felt like it, he could and he should executive order anyone that votes Republican to be arrested. And they're just coming right out on national television talking like this. Did you see yesterday Charles Barkley? And I didn't expect this. I thought he was at least independent, for lack of a better thought. But he said he'd smack people upside the face if they, if they're black and they vote for Trump. I didn't expect that out of him. I thought he'd have more sense than that. Is that why people like Stephen A. Smith, some of these people want so hard to just be allowed to say that they're not voting for Brandon? And I'm going to play this right now, and I'll come back and talk. I'm not going to play the clips on ad nauseum here. But Stephen A. Smith just went off about how Brandon did a spot where he's eating fried chicken with black people. Somehow trying to relate to that 1994 crime bill he wrote. Because he's a Democrat, he has to fill stereotypes, and somehow Brandon eating fried chicken is going to bring people back to him. That's how out of touch these people are. They don't even know that they're racist. They're just out of touch. Let me see if I think I uploaded this already. Let me just check real quick here. Let me see if I have this. Does this piss me off? Yes, I did. Okay, I'm going to play this real quick. And if anyone wants to jump in after, then that's great.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, if we're being fair, if we saw Donald Trump sit down in a black household eating fried chicken with a father and a son, what would we say? What would we say? What would we say? You know folks out there would be calling it racist. Well, if it's racist for him, and I'm not saying it would be, but if it's racist for him, why wouldn't it be racist for Biden?
Stephen A. want to be a Republican so bad. This video is brought to you by TatumStore.com. TatumStore.com. Make sure you hit the merch link in the description section. The discount code is TheAnswer20. TheAnswer20. Get 20% off the entire store. And also, we have a new ambassadors program. So if you want to make money with Officer Tatum merch, you can go on. We give you 20% profit. I mean, we give you 20% of the sales. So if you go on and you sign up for our ambassadors program, you just go to the website, sign up with it. If you happen to wear our merch, love our merch, like our merch, any merch that you sell or you get somebody to purchase using your code, you get 20% on that. So if you want to make a little money and you love Officer Tatum merch, you might as well make some money off of it, baby. Like and subscribe to the channel. You already know what to do. Let's get into this. I don't know why my intros be so corny sometimes. Anyway, let's talk about Stephen A. Smith real quick. Stephen A. Smith wants to be a Republican so bad. But you know, he's caught in a position where a lot of people that he rub elbows with, a lot of people that he know, a lot of people that he consider as his friend would probably disown him if he flat out came out and said, I'm voting for Donald Trump. Behind closed doors, Stephen A. Smith is probably going to vote, or he intends to vote or wants to vote a field that is more applicable to vote for Donald Trump. I can almost guarantee you that. But you know he can't say that. It's no way in the world that you would have this much vitriolic things or this many vitriolic things to say about Joe Biden and the Democrats, yet you'll still vote for them. Let's keep it 100. Everybody and their mama can see what's going on. Stephen A. Smith is like crying out. Stephen A. Smith is like the dude in the choir that's doing this with the tangerine, and he want to come out, but tambourine. Lord Jesus. With a tambourine, and he want to come out, but he can't come out yet because it ain't the right place in the right venue. That's how Stephen A. want to come out as a conservative Republican. He just can't yet. I want to play this clip so you can see him. He almost literally loses his voice talking about how ridiculous Joe Biden is. He started with hair on his legs and black kids rubbing hair on his legs, to then the black kids are just as good as, white kids are just as good as poor kids. What did he say? Oh, poor kids are just as good as white kids. Like all black kids are poor. God dang. You don't know who you voting for. You, between me and Trump, you ain't black. And then he had some black kids out eating fried chicken. Come on, bro.
You think I'm going to let President Biden off the hook? This wasn't Kamala Harris in Raleigh. This was him. This is the same dude who was a senator in the 90s pushing the crime bill. You know that crime bill that led to mass incarceration for an inordinate amount of black folks that Bill Clinton himself and others in the Democratic Party lamented? Well, who was more of a culprit in that regard than Biden?
Yes, Stephen A. Who? The Democrat. You're naming all Democrats.
I recognize what he's done for HBCUs.
Who? Who? Donald Trump gave more money to HBCUs than Barack Obama did. Barack Obama ended permanent funding for HBCUs. Donald Trump put it back into place. Better than any other president that we can name.
I recognize what he's done for infrastructure. I recognize what he's done for forgiveness of student loans.
Hold on. Let's talk about student loans real quick. I need to go on his show so I can school him a little bit. Joe Biden didn't do nothing for student loans. The prerequisite for you getting your student loans forgiven was that you couldn't have taken more than $12,000 out, and you had to have been making payments on it for 10 years. If you've been owing $12,000 for 10 years, the government done made their money back 100 times over already on you. You have paid interest out the, if you still paying $12,000 over 10 years, that means you literally still owe, that means you paying, they probably paying more than $1,000 a year, but the interest is killing them. That means you ain't even paid $1,000 a year towards your student loan. And $12,000 student loan ain't going to get you a semester nowhere. 10 years ago. But Joe Biden paid off your student loan.
I recognize these things. I'm not trying to expel or expunge the good that he has done. But this imagery, I want to know who the hell came up with that idea. I'm going to use that to their advantage, right? And they'll be right to do so. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if we're being fair, if we saw Donald Trump sit down in a black household eating fried chicken with a father and a son, what would we say? What would we say? What would we say? You know folks out there would be calling it racist. Well, if it's racist for him, and I'm not saying it would be, but if it's racist for him, why wouldn't it be racist for Biden? I'm not calling the president the R word.
Here you go. This is the guy with the tambourine that won't come out. Why does he have to preface it like this? I'm not calling Joe Biden racist, although he helped author the bill that put a lot of black people in jail. I'm not calling him racist, although he said if you don't know who you vote for, you ain't black. I'm not calling him racist because poor kids are just as good as white kids. I'm not calling him racist. But he eating fried chicken with black people because stereotypically that's what he think black people want to eat. But I'm not going to call him racist.
I'm not calling the president the R word. I'm not making that accusation. I'm not accusing anybody on the Democratic or the Republican side for feeling that way over such an incident. What I am saying is it is what you projected in the eyes of some people. You've given people that ammunition. And if you could give it to them on the right, what absolves you on the left from doing the same thing? I mean, damn, I should have ran for president. Some of the idiotic-ass things that you folks do, the level of insensitivity, the lack of understanding, no wonder people are willing to vote for Trump in 2020 or 2016. No wonder they're looking for candidates all over the place. No wonder you lose faith in the political apparatus that exists. Some of the asinine decisions that y'all make.
Did he just screech right there?
With no asinine
decision.
Oh my God, no understanding, totally oblivious to how it's going to look. You don't think people going to look up Biden's history as a senator before he became president and juxtapose that to the imagery that was just provided? I should have ran. I might have got tens of millions of votes going up against some of y'all idiotic asses.
You know, it's funny. That old man be really cussing. Like, he don't even know how to. I feel like Stephen A. is one of them people that they said, hey, you can say these three cuss words on the radio now. They're now available. And he only used those three cuss words. As corny as they sound coming out of his mouth, he literally uses these same cuss words as if it adds value to his rant and conversation. Now, I will say this. I hope that he do vote for Donald Trump. But he's afraid to say that Joe Biden is a racist. He did the eulogy. He forgot to say if you listen to Stephen A., you forgot to say that Joe Biden did the eulogy of Robert Byrd, who was a former Klans member. And when I say former, I want to preface this. He did leave the Klans group or whatever they called it. He founded in a small town. He did denounce his involvement with them. But if it was a Republican that had any involvement with the Klan, they would never live it down. That man could have abolished the Klan. He could have single-handedly killed every Klans member in United States history, and they'll still be like, he was a Klans member. But then when a Democrat do it, y'all just turn a blind eye. What about Strom Thurmond, who was an open racist? Joe Biden called Strom Thurmond his mentor. Brother, but Stephen A. ain't went that far yet. I don't know how black folks that are educated, that are involved politically, vote for Democrats. I don't know how they see them as a viable option. I don't know how they vote for them whatsoever. I think that 99.9% of black people should be Republicans, and if you don't like what the Republicans are doing, then you shouldn't vote. But ain't no way the Democrats should get your vote. They have done nothing for black people. I see what he signed on infrastructure. Pete Booty Snitch is running around talking about the bridges were lower for racism. Y'all going to reconstruct an entire freeway to make the bridge higher so somebody can drive an antiquated bus through there for black people that don't even use the bus? They got their own cars now? These people are stupid in 40 left shoes on a 10-legged man. I'll see y'all on the next one. Thank you guys for watching the video. If you enjoy my content, I guarantee you will enjoy Tatum Plus, brand new platform that we just launched, exclusive content.
I thought you guys might like that, so I wanted to just put that in there since that's what I was rolling with right now. But there's more people like that, and once it's acceptable to not be beholden to the Democrat Party, you're going to see people flocking. But there are going to be some quiet Brandon voters. But the sad thing is that I strongly believe that, yes, you do see the blacks, you see the Hispanics, they're leaving the Democrat Party, but it's those white liberals. They are the most loyal you're ever going to run across. You get these people, these are the people that think that it's racist to require IDs to vote, because black people can't afford IDs. These are the people that are keeping the Democrat Party in business. Because right now, who in their right mind would take a look at Brandon and take a look at the way this economy is rolling and take a look at how many wars are being started right now? Just think, right now, we're on the precipice of fighting Russia. We're on the precipice of fighting basically anyone and everyone in the Middle East, Israel, Gaza, everyone. Well, we're just willing to nuke everybody. Iran, Taiwan. They're even willing to drop bombs on the United States, Brandon. So, and I'll say this again for the people in the back. Anyone that threatens war against their own people will never in history be considered the good guys, ever. But do we have time? And that's a legitimate question right now. If Trump wins, I don't think things go back to normal. That's the thing that people have is this false hope. It's not just, it's a good start, don't get me wrong. And I will happily take 4 more years of Trump. However, it's not like January 2025, Trump gets back in office, and then by February 1st, everything is good. There's going to be enough people that think that. So, for example, if you start wanting to drill oil, the way these things are shut down, these pipelines, it's going to take at least 6 months to start seeing any benefit. It might even take throughout the whole 2025 in order for us to see major results. It's going to be painful. But at the end of the day, we're hoping that we can have a rally and we can go through these rough patches. I'm hoping we have time where we're not gonna see the promised land in 2 months, 3 months, 6 months. We're gonna stink for a while. But it's better than falling off a cliff. All right, there was one I wanted to play also here. Let me see if I have this. I think everybody's seen the videos where the fast food prices are all skyrocketing. I haven't eaten a McGMO meal in decades, but an $18 meal, a $24 and change meal at Five Guys, I understand. I'm not dropping $50 to eat at Five Guys for two people. I like Five Guys, but I have my limit. I don't even know how that works. I just can't justify paying $50 for two meals at Five Guys. I'm still swinging at that 3 for $10.99 deal at Chili's, where you get a salad, you get your iced tea, and you get your burger and fries or whatever it is for $10.99. And if you want something better, you pay more for it. But I would rather they even have the steak. They have a 6 ounce sirloin with a side of broccoli and a potato for $15.99. With a salad and the iced tea, you can get that, or you can get a Big Mac meal for $18. I think it comes out to the same after tax. I just don't like Big Macs like that. But there's going to be enough white liberals that go, woe is me, I can't afford to live, let me vote for Brandon again, just like the dumbass they are. I just can't believe you're still going to have people that are totally oblivious, and they get an equal right to vote as you. You are going to see the masses not vote for Trump, however, or not vote for Brandon, but can they get enough of the white liberals to stay on board? Can they get enough black people to stay on the plantation? And can they bring up enough illegals here to vote? I will say at least 99% of the public, if not 100%, already knows who they're voting for. I can't name you anyone that is like on the fence. At this point, you're either for Trump or against Trump. It's not even Brandon. You're either for the guy or you're against him. Brandon's an afterthought here. And if I'm wrong, you can call me and let me know. But I want to play a clip right now of Sky News in Australia. It's, what, 5-6 minutes? It's called Lefties Losing It, and I love this kind of stuff because I just think we, as the United States, and it's not so much Brandon himself, although Brandon's terrible. The economy sucks. But I just think it's these woke policies. And the more that they want to plow into our heads that a man can get themselves pregnant, the more they want to throw Bud Light and Disney out there, the more they want to throw woke, whatever it is, into movies and smell-o-vision and the Google Gemini AI getting rid of white people and just the whole rhetoric of everything involves race. And if you don't like the Democrat Party, you're racist. People have just had enough, and they just want to get back to something that resembles being normal. And when they go after Trump and they say we're going to continue to go after Trump, then that just wakes people up, because everybody's thinking, well, they're trying to go after me. How can Trump be them when they're trying to arrest him and they're inventing stuff? So every time they go after Trump, it just proves a point. And then, well, they'll see. But like I said, those are the three factors that will play into this. And if they can get enough blacks to stay on the plantation, if they can keep the white liberals interested and scared, and if they can get enough illegals in here, and if it's close, then they can run the whole, what they did in Georgia with putting those fake ballots in the machines 3 and 4 times. If it's too big to rig, then they're not going to have a shot. But let me play this Lefties Losing It real quick here.
It's time for Lefties Losing It. And let's start with the leader of the free world, President Joe Biden, who is again mixing up countries, regions, days. Here he keeps calling Gaza Ukraine.
In the coming days, we're going to join with our friends in Jordan and others in Friday airdrops of additional food and supplies into Ukraine, and seek to continue to open up other avenues into Ukraine, including the possibility of a Marine corridor.
He's just not all there. Now let's go to two unhinged lefty women losing it at Glasgow Museum and doing this to a bust of Queen Victoria.
Victorian era. Diseases and starvation, wreckage and scurvy are on the rise. Freedom begins with breakfast. If you can't understand that, you shove it in your face. Food is a human right. And we call it a system of oppression under which we are suffering.
Just brave and stunning work there from the climate catastrophists who do nothing but spew crazy lies and try to destroy beautiful things. That was porridge and jam, by the way, they poured over the statue. Now let's check lefties in the wild. Watch these two horrid types harass a poor guy in a wheelchair of sorts, because apparently it's against the rules. You won't believe this.
Nice job.
You're not supposed to have e-bikes on this thing.
This is a handy fat cat piece of equipment.
And?
And what?
Show me the rules saying that you're allowed to do this.
You're serious? Who
yeah.
are you?
Come on, buddy. You're breaking the rules at the park.
It's a handy cat piece of equipment. I can't walk.
You should have led with that.
He did lead with that.
I said it. Is this your husband? Class act, brother. You're a class act.
You guys are a class act. You know the rules.
Class act.
I
mean,
you're to be there, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Can you believe the woman? She said, you should have led with that. I mean, really? Oh, my gosh. Now, let's go to how NBC edited a post-match interview with CJ Stroud, a quarterback for the Houston Texans. See if you can work out the bit NBC edited out when this aired. Here's the unedited version.
Your first NFL season and a record-setting performance for you. What does this moment mean?
First and foremost, I just want to give all glory and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, it's been amazing, being in this city for as short as I've been, but the love that I've got, I've really just been doing it for Houston, man. People back home, I'm blessed enough to be in the position I am.
And this is the version that was replayed again and again.
CJ, your first playoff game and your first NFL season and a record-setting performance for you. What does this moment mean?
I mean, it's been amazing being in this city for as short as I've been, but the love that I've got, I've really just been doing it for Houston, man. People back home, I'm blessed enough to be in the position I am.
Yes, I wonder what that little bit was cut. Now, only lefties losing it don't appreciate that men and women are different. That's why there are different categories in sport. But some men who identify as women and have the nerve to compete in women's sport, where they have a massive unfair advantage, then have the added nerve of mocking women who are not as strong as they are. Check out this weightlifter who is dominating in the women's competition.
Welcome to Anne Says Something Controversial. Why is women's bench so bad? I mean, not compared to me. We all know that I'm a tranny freak, so that doesn't count. And no, we're not talking about Mackenzie Lee. She's got little T-Rex arms and she's like 400 pounds of chest muscle, apparently. I mean, standard bench in powerlifting competition for women, I literally don't understand why it's so bad. My son, he weighs 45 pounds. His max bench is like 33. I'm legit seeing some women in competition who are doing something like 50 pounds, and I just don't understand it.
The things I could say, I'm almost thinking he's having a laugh there. That's not serious. But I'll just limit it to this. Mediocre male athletes who have no chance in the men's competition should not be taking opportunities from female athletes. Now, let's go to the UFC and watch how Dana White, the boss there, handles this lefty losing it journo.
I just want to go back. You were talking about, like, you obviously give a long leash to your fighters about, you know, what they can say when they are up there with a UFC microphone and you are getting into territory of homophobia, transphobia. Like, is there...
I don't give anybody a leash.
Well, I'm saying you...
A leash?
Like,
free speech. Control what people say? Going to tell people what to believe? Going to tell people... I don't tell any other human being what to say, what to think, and there's no leashes on any of them. What is your question?
I was asking that question. I'll move on, though.
Yeah, probably a good idea. That's ridiculous.
He shut that down beautifully. Let's finish the segment with a Rick Riley endorsement via our Washington correspondent, Annalise Nielsen.
I am Rick Riley from the flatlands of Colorado in Yuma, and I love Sky News. You guys rock. It's sad that we have to go to Australia to get real news in America, but I love lefties losing it. I love that. You guys are amazing. Keep up the good work, Sky News.
Ah, and we love him.
Costco is quietly raising prices again. This is making customers from all over the country really furious. Executives warn that even more increases are on the horizon as the company implements a series of changes this year. Higher grocery prices have been a major topic of concern for American families since the pandemic. Despite all the talk about deflation, U.S. consumers are still spending on average $1,000 more on the same basket of basic items they used to buy 4 years ago. Even though Costco has built its business on offering predictably low prices, that's no longer the case for several categories, according to new reports. Just as many other businesses in the industry, the warehouse chain is having to focus on improving profitability to be able to maintain its financial strength in 2024. Executives reveal that Costco is following its rivals in charging more in some key areas. Chief Financial Officer Richard Galanti has been brutally honest about the impact of inflation noted that many companies have leaned on the perception of higher costs as a way to raise prices. After the 40 years in the industry, the CFO will step down this month and will be substituted by Kroger's former CFO, Gary Millerchip, who will be taking over the position on March 15th. During its final days at Costco, Galanti suggested that while the warehouse club wants to offer the most competitive prices, it's not above grabbing wider margins when the right opportunity presents itself. In other words, Costco doesn't always keep its margin thin on the items it sells, but it looks to keep prices marginally lower relative to its rivals. One notable example is gas. The chain's customers used to say that the yearly savings on gas would make up for the membership fees. This year, they will likely see less relief at the pump. You know the thing about gas is, I think everybody out there that has gas stations, what we've found is we've been able to see improved profitability, not just in the last quarter or two, but over the last few years, the last 3 to 5 years. Improved profitability in gas because others are making more and we're allowed to make more too, Galanti said. Basically, the CFO admits that Costco does want to beat other local businesses, but that doesn't mean it's committed to offering the lowest price possible anymore. When we do our competitive price shops on gas, which we do weekly at every gas station we operate with neighboring competitive gas stations, our value proposition is actually increased. Increased number of cents per gallon that we've ever seen, he said. So that's been, if you will, a win-win for us. Sometimes the savings can be as little as 1 cent per gallon. It's all about making sticker prices look better, but also profiteering the most they can. Of course, a few cents can make a difference for those who use their cars as the main way of transportation. But to do that at Costco, you need to have a membership. And costs for both standard and premium memberships are set to increase under Millerchip's management, Galanti said. Costco shoppers are already taking their frustration to social media as they highlight the growing cost they've recently seen at the warehouse. According to a Reddit user, a two-pack of olive oil was priced at $46.99 about 3 months ago. The same two-pack now costs $53.99, which left the shopper literally shocked. A quick check of the Costco website shows that these prices are indeed real. A two-pack of 3-liter olive oil bottles from Costco's in-house brand, Kirkland Signature, is selling for $54.99 when purchased online. Because of the higher costs, some consumers are finding it hard to squeeze the cooking staple into their grocery budgets. As lamented by one shopper, "Unfortunately, I had to budget olive oil out of my groceries. I've yet to find a better oil to use that is cost-effective." On top of that, not all products sold on Costco.com are available at Costco warehouses, shoppers say. Also, products sold online may have different pricing than the same products sold at their local Costco. In some cases, they can cost up to 35% more, depending on freshness, shelf life, packaging, and delivery fees. Some other items facing significant price increases at brick-and-mortar locations include baked goods, chicken, fish, soda, and produce. Last month, a beloved item that was discontinued by Costco during the pandemic has made its way back to store shelves, but consumers say it disappoints in price and quality. The chain's blueberry bagels used to cost $7.99 for a dozen back in 2020. Now they're selling for $10.99, which is way higher than other grocery store bagels. Redditors on the Costco subreddit also complained that they mold within 2 days of purchase and the blueberry flavor is bland and unappealing. Another product recently added to Costco's product catalog, Mama's Choice Fried Calamari Snack, is raising some eyebrows due to its high cost and questionable texture. Shoppers say it's not worth the $13 the company is charging because the calamari is too chewy and the breading is too thick. If you don't end up returning it, one commentator said on Reddit, heat it up in the toaster oven or air fryer to make it crispy and somewhat palatable, he recommended. Moreover, Costco's chicken breasts are costing on average 30% more per pound than it did during the peak of chicken inflation in 2022, when an avian flu outbreak victimized more than 40 million birds in the U.S., Mashable reported. On February 2022, the chain was selling for $2.99 per pound. Today, however, consumers are getting it for over $3.30. In another online post shared last month, one customer shared that Costco chicken price per pound is almost a dollar higher than at conventional grocery stores. My local King Supers, Kroger, but in Colorado, sells chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound, while my local Costco sells them for $3.33 a pound. If you're buying a big pack, that extra 84 cents per pound adds up. The same feeling was echoed by someone in the comments who cited an over 6% monthly increase in the fish category and also said he had better luck at the local grocery shop. One of the last things I consistently buy at Costco, the chicken of the sea chunk light tuna, has gone up by a dollar, 6.25% increase in a month. And I've noticed that across the board, most of the prices at this place are no longer that good. You will usually have much better luck getting a better price at your local reasonably priced grocery store. Some examples include cans of beans, ground coffee, and even frozen pizzas. I'm not trying to hate. I still spend $100 on some good quality stuff and had some food at the food court beforehand, but I'm finding fewer reasons to fight the insane parking lots and crowds these days, he wrote on Reddit. Soda and other soft drinks have been mentioned by several people in the same publication. Consumers argued that they can get cans of soda cheaper at grocery stores than at Costco, especially if they buy whatever soda is on sale that week. The produce category has also faced a lot of criticism from customers online. Some folks said that Costco's produce is a complete miss. Produce, generally speaking, is Costco's weak spot, one commentator shared. Others agreed that specific items like the bananas and spinach were not worth buying at Costco, with one person sharing that Costco's produce always spoils within the same week. Items like the Taylor Farms Thai Chili Mango Salad look delicious in the packaging, but shoppers pointed out it's not worth the $8 two-pack price. Costco fan Caden Roberts emailed Mashable and stated that she and her husband find trying new products thrilling, but this one was a total fiasco. Roberts wrote that the salad lacked freshness and the dressing was overwhelmingly spicy, which masked the mango's natural flavor. Even some newly released products at the Warehouse Club's food court are disappointing local customers these days. Why is it so hard to make a sandwich $4.99? Wrote one irked commentator on a Reddit post about the new turkey and provolone sandwich, which costs almost $7. Is it $6.99 to compensate for some of the lost revenue from the hot dog? Just a sandwich by itself at Costco should be $4.99, he stressed. Another commentator was reminded of other recent Costco food court items that customers considered misses. I'm beginning to think Costco doesn't actually want anyone to buy the last few things they've unleashed on us, she said. Spending $7 to $10 on a boring cold sandwich at a food counter with no sides or drink in a store is crazy, a third person continued. For the price of this, you could get an entire value meal at a fast food joint or a burrito, said another user. Make it cheap or make it really good. So I'm excited to eat it. This is neither, exclaimed one frustrated shopper. While the cost of a wide range of goods continues to go up for consumers, the company's profits are soaring too. Over the past year alone, Costco reported $29.7 billion in gross profits. That's an almost 8% increase from the prior year. Now, of course, There are many causes behind grocery price inflation, including climate change, global shortages, and geopolitical issues. But we have to admit that some underlying causes are also related to corporate profiteering, price gouging, junk fees, greedflation, and shrinkflation. It's not news for anyone that there are too many corporations in America ripping people off. Although there are many big fish that are way dirtier than Costco when it comes to abusive price hikes, that doesn't mean that the seemingly family-friendly warehouse club isn't in the same boat. That's what economic analyst Elizabeth Pancardi highlighted in a fresh report. Corporations continue to keep grocery prices high as supply chain snarls loosen, prolonging the squeeze American families feel at the checkout line, said Pancardi, who is a strategic advisor for Washington, D.C.-based Groundwork. As long as these companies can use the next crisis as an excuse to hike prices, food affordability will remain a top concern. Stubbornly high grocery prices represent a critical drain on the finances of tens of millions of Americans and remain, along with housing, perhaps the most persistent economic challenge for our country. While official agencies and the media try to convince everyday Americans the economy is back on solid footing, surveys show that grocery prices remain a top concern for most families, with 61% reportedly saying they're still struggling with their grocery bills every month. More work remains to be done to reduce the chances of future grocery price spikes, said Bharat Ramamurthy, former deputy director of the National Economic Council and co-author of the survey's report. So far in 2024, grocery price increases have outpaced overall inflation. Families are now paying 25% more for groceries than they were prior to the pandemic, compared with 19% overall inflation. About five categories drove nearly 30% of grocery inflation. They are beef and veal, poultry, non-frozen, non-carbonated juices and drinks, fresh fruits and vegetables, and snacks, according to the report. Such elevated costs for food are hitting American families harder and higher than ever before. From February 2023 to February this year, low-income families have been hit the hardest by rising grocery prices, and they've spent on average 31% of their income on food, compared with 23% for middle-class households and only 8% for wealthier ones, data shows. I think people are waiting for prices to return to what they call normal. And with the exception of a few things, we are not going to see that. We're going to see prices stabilize at this level. And that's likely it, said Dawn Thilmani, an agricultural economist and professor at Colorado State University. Well, that's sad news for everyone struggling to get by month after month. But that's the new reality we're in. And at the end of the day, Costco is just a small fish in a sea of vicious creatures. What do you think? Let's see your comments under this video. And thanks for watching.
This is great. I love vegan cuisine. Having my stomach filled with undigestible cellulose makes me feel like I'm not still hungry.
Yeah. Satisfying yourself with malnourishment is the key to being jacked.
But I have a question for you, and I'm sorry to be so skeptical, but are you sure you're a vegan?
Yeah.
It's just that most vegans have more muscle than you. I mean, you kind of look like one of those skinny, sickly, malnourished meat eaters.
I'm already aware of that.
Cool. Sorry I doubted you, man.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's water under the bridge. Hey, how'd you become a vegan?
I got infected with veganism about 10 years ago. I knew it was going around, but thought it could never happen to me. But then I ended up catching it from a guy named Kevin.
That's beautiful.
We were having an unprotected meal together, and you're right, it was beautiful. No regrets.
Hey, try some of this. Because the tofu is so repulsive, my Liver King chef has gone through great lengths to make it taste exactly
like meat because I hate meat so much.
Well, that makes sense. What is it?
Tofurkey.
I love tofurkey. Talk about bringing diversity to your diet. I used to be a plant, but now I identify as meat. I love tofurkey.
I always strongly advocate eating your pretend meat nose to tail.
Why do you do that?
Using every inch of this highly processed food with 29 ingredients that aren't found anywhere in nature helps you to live in harmony with nature. It's how our ancestors would have done it.
This is so good.
And to think there's murderous meat eaters out there killing and eating innocent turkeys instead of eating tofurkey.
You know what? They can go to fuck themselves.
Exactly. And I love these eco-friendly plates.
And they come wrapped in plastic to make a real difference to the environment.
I hate all the idiots that can't see that. And this tofurkey, whatever it is, has just as much protein as the real thing.
As long as you don't do the math, which I don't do.
Plus, this has amazing nutrients that meat doesn't.
Yeah, did you know that one serving alone has more estrogens in it than you should eat in your entire lifetime?
Whoa!
This will help strengthen your ovaries.
It feels like they're already getting bigger. I might be bleeding.
This is man food.
Yeah, man food.
Yeah, this is real man food.
Yeah, this is what Bill Gates wants real men like us to eat.
Eat like a man.
Yeah! Do you have any oat milk?
No. My oats are out grazing in the pasture like milk-producing mammals are supposed to. So I haven't been able to milk them yet today.
That's disappointing. Do you know what I've been thinking? If only Hannibal Lecter could have been a vegan.
I was just thinking that!
Right?
Are you a Leo?
No, B12 deficient.
Me too!
So yeah, if Hannibal Lecter would have been a vegan, he wouldn't have had to kill and eat all his friends and family. He could have just congealed tofu together into fake friends and family and then killed and ate that.
Tofamily! I was just thinking that.
And Hannibal Lecter would have been healthier in the process. But I will say, while I am completely against eating meat, I'm not necessarily not on board with cannibalism.
Same. I've been doing some thinking about the vegan tenets that are important to live by. I have a few so far. You want to hear them?
I'm guessing they'll validate my unwillingness to consider anything other than my current dietary dogma, so I would love to hear them.
Okay. The first vegan tenet is sleep.
Done! I'm always sleepy. Not having any B12 is helpful with it.
Second vegan tenet, eat. Eat in a way that's in alignment with other animal species that only eat plants.
That's how humans are designed to eat.
Okay, the third vegan tenet is... What the hell is that?
That's my cat.
That's a weird-looking cat.
Well, I made him out of a pineapple. He's a good cat.
I'm allergic. Okay, third vegan tenet. Move like our ancestors. You know how they were always moving around, using spears and axes, hunting animals for food?
Yep.
So we should move in completely different ways so we can be in alignment with their ancestral past.
Yeah, definitely move like you're hunting because it's natural to do so, but definitely don't hunt because it would be unnatural to do so.
Fourth vegan tenet, shield from danger.
What kind of danger?
Assume that everything is dangerous. So just think, what would a warrior on the battlefield do?
Well, he'd most likely seek an emotionally safe space so he can fragilely hide in the coffin of his comfort zone while avoiding anything that makes him uncomfortable.
Exactly! And the fifth vegan tenet so far is cold.
My thyroid gland doesn't function right, so I'm always cold.
That's a marker of good health.
I'm severely cold right now.
Keep doing what you're doing, champ. And the last vegan tenet is bond with your tribe.
How do you do that?
The best way to do it is to be as divisive as possible with hysterical disagreement.
That's what I already do with most people. I actually feel terribly isolated and alone.
That's how you bond with your tribe.
You're the wisest vegan I know.
Thank you, my estrogenic brother.
Oh, hey, how long have you been a vegan for?
Let's see. I haven't eaten meat in, almost 15 minutes.
I love your dedication.
So we know that tofu is so good.
A new court filing in the last 24 hours from a co-defendant in the Trump election interference case says a Cobb County prosecutor can testify in court that Nathan Wade's former law partner Terrence Bradley told her many important details in person.
How's everybody doing? My name is Anthony Brian Logan, and today we got to talk about Terrence Bradley, the former law partner of Nathan Wade, who may be able to bury Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis with what he said, what he didn't say, and what others are willing to go to court and testify that he said to them. Now, there's a whole lot here, and it's kind of confusing, so let's start from the very beginning and take a look at this gentleman right here. This is Terrence Bradley, as I said, the former law partner of Nathan Wade. Now, he was in the firm with Wade working on the election interference case involving President Donald Trump and many others until he was kicked out of the firm because of some alleged improprieties with young ladies, which is a different story. And for now, I digress. Now, he may have an axe to grind against Fonnie and Nathan because of his ousting from the firm, which is why he could have been talking to people about Fonnie and Nathan's relationship. Because remember, the whole thing is that Fonnie and Nathan were alleged to be together in a romantic relationship before November 2021. That's a very important date because that's when Fonnie hired Nathan to be on the election interference case as special prosecutor. Now, this guy has no experience speaking about Nathan Wade, no experience prosecuting felonies, let alone a RICO case, let alone a former U.S. president. So why would you put this guy in that seat, and why would you pay him $650,000 from January 22 up until right now, 2024? Why? What is the purpose? Especially when the next highest paid person from the Fulton County DA's office only got paid $90,000, and then the third highest person got paid $75,000. What's going on? I think Terrence Bradley could be the key to figuring all this out because this is Nathan's former friend. He was there. He witnessed him doing X, Y, and Z. He talked to him. He knows what's going on. Now, remember, there was a hearing this past Friday about Fonnie and disqualification, and Terrence Bradley testified. Now, he had been talking to Ashley Merchant, who is Michael Roman's lawyer. Michael Roman, of course, one of Trump's co-defendants. Now, in their text communication, he's spilling the beans. He's snitching. He's saying, yeah, they were together. They met in 2019 at a CLE, Continuing Learning Education, whatever, conference for lawyers. He says that they met back then, and they probably started dating back then. He was giving up all the information. Now, all of a sudden, when he's on the witness stand and he's being questioned by Ms. Merchant and Nathan Wade is right there, right in front of him, oh, I don't recall, I don't remember, I was speculating. He did a 180, pretty much recanted on whatever he said in the text messages, right? But the problem is he did not just tell that to Ashley Merchant. He was speaking to other people, including one Miss Cindy Lee Yeager. Now that's going to be a problem because Miss Yeager works for the Cobb County DA's office. So she saw him on television, called them up and said, hey, this guy's lying. He told me something different other than what he said on the stand. I'm willing to come testify. Now understand this. If Miss Yeager, and I'll put her on the screen as well, if Miss Yeager wants to come testify, that's going to be very bad for Terrence Bradley because you have the evidence from Ashley Merchant, the text messages, where he's talking about how Nathan and Fonnie had been dating long before November 21, probably back in 2019, and then he got on the stand and recanted. If she is going to go on the stand and testify and say, hey, he told me the very same thing that he told her in the text, she's going to be a very credible witness because she's actually working for the Cobb County DA's office. If she gets on the stand and lies, that would torpedo her entire career. Why would she do that? And she might even go to the penitentiary. Isn't that called perjury? Okay, so look, check it out. Here is an article about that right here. Fox 5 Atlanta. Cobb County prosecutor alleges Fonnie Willis warned Bradley They are coming after us. So this is Ms. Yeager, who I just showed you. She's saying that Terrence Bradley, my man right here, she's saying that he told her, Fani told him, hey, don't say anything because they're coming after us. They're on to us. They know what's going on. Don't say a word. Okay, let's read some of this right here so we get some more context. I know it's a little confusing, but y'all just hang with me. A co-defendant in a 2020 Georgia election interference case has filed a notice of proposed testimony following Terrence Bradley's testimony in a disqualification hearing for Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis and her office. And again, if Fani Willis is disqualified from this case, then so shall the entire Fulton County DA's office. And if the case is to survive against Trump, Michael Roman, and many others, it must go to a different DA's office, I would presume, in the neighboring area. Clayton County already said they can't take it. Cobb County could be destination for the case. But now someone from Cobb who works in the DA's office is saying, hey, this guy told me X, Y, and Z, and he got on the stand and lied. So you see the problem. If the case was to get removed from Fulton and then go to Cobb, and then she doesn't say anything before it goes to Cobb, that could be a problem for her. So she has to come out and say something now. Some are going to say, well, she's snitching and she's doing too much, and who asked her? Well, if the case went to Cobb, then somebody might ask her. It's better to get in front of it now than to be asked a question later, but let's keep on going. The motion was filed on behalf of co-defendant David Schaefer, proposing that Schaefer would present testimony of attorney Cindy Lee Yeager, co-chief deputy district attorney for Cobb County. You think she's going to get on the stand and lie? If you think that, I got a bridge in Brooklyn. I got some water in the desert. I got whatever you want to sell. You could buy for the low, low. Let's keep on going. According to the motion, Yeager reached out to Schaefer's counsel after watching Bradley's testimony. Yeager informed the attorneys that she had numerous in-person and other conversations with Bradley from around August 23 through January 24, during which they discussed Willis and Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. Now, that time frame aligns with the time that he was speaking to Ashley Merchant, Michael Roman's lawyer. So he's speaking to Ashley Merchant through text. We got the text. That's evidence right there. I did the whole video going through the text. So that's evidence. And then you have, again, what's her title? The co-chief deputy district attorney for Cobb County. You get her saying that he told her the very same thing that he told Ashley Merchant in the text. So he's toast. And if she's going to go on the stand and say that, not only is Terrence Bradley toast, then so is Fani Willis, Nathan Wade, Fulton County DA's office. And I think ultimately the case against Trump would be done. But let's continue here. Bradley reportedly informed Yeager that Willis and Wade initiated a romantic relationship after meeting at a 2019 Municipal Court Continuing Legal Education Conference, CLE Conference, and this relationship continued from 2019 through 2020, overlapping with Willis's campaign for district attorney. The filing also states Mr. Wade had definitely begun a romantic relationship with Ms. Willis during the time that Ms. Willis was running for DA in 2019 through 2020. Yeager claims that Bradley told her that he had personal knowledge of their relationship, including details about the use of Robin Yerty's apartment and other meetings before November 21. Bradley also reportedly asserted that Wade prepared his own divorce complaint and instructed Bradley to sign and file them. Yeah, so basically the lawyer, you write your own complaint, and then you just give it to your man. Okay, go ahead. You're my lawyer. You're my friend. You go ahead and sign it. I don't need you to really do anything else other than to do that. So that's pretty much what that is, okay? Let's continue here. Yeager further contends that she was present in Bradley's office in September 23 when he received a call from Willis. Allegedly, Yeager overheard Willis telling Bradley, they are coming after us. You don't need to talk to them about anything about us. The call was reportedly related to an article about how much Wade and his partners had been paid. There goes the $650,000 from January 22 up until right now. We're putting two and two together. She's on the phone in a panic, like, hey, don't tell anything, don't say nothing, keep it all the way shut. The motion requests that if the court reopens the hearing to receive additional evidence as requested by both the state and former President Trump. Schaefer requests that the defense be allowed to subpoena Yeager and present her testimony. Now, there will be another hearing that's going to come up on Wednesday, which is tomorrow. I'm recording this right now at about 12 noon on Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. So tomorrow, there will be another hearing, and I think Yeager will be present. That's what I hope. I think that if you have this woman, the co-chief deputy DA from Cobb County, come out there and testify that she overheard this call from Fronnie Willis, I think it's pretty much a wrap, because that is a very credible witness. And if she is caught lying at all, meaning misrepresenting, misremembering, leaving out a detail, she'll be toast. Her entire career would be finished. So I don't think she's going to risk that for this case. And I think I'll leave that right there for now. And what say you? Do you think that this case is over with? I mean, there's so many things that keep happening. You get text messages. You get witnesses. You get this. You get that. You get obvious things. You got so much happening in this case. I don't see how it survives. Even if all that happens in this situation, specifically with the judge, and if all that happens is a case is removed from Fulton, I don't see how it goes anywhere else and lives. I think it's pretty much over. But we're going to see come Wednesday, there will be yet another hearing about Fani and whether or not she's off the case. And I think ultimately she's done. There's no defense from Democrats, no defense from the left-wing media, even some of your super left rags like the Daily Beast are talking about she's toast. Whatever your thoughts are, please let me know in the comments below. And that's all I got to say for this video. If you like what you heard, please comment, rate, share, and subscribe. Peace.
Hello. Facebook and Instagram are down right now.
Facebook and Instagram are down right now? Oh, no.
Can we talk to your supervisor, please?
Oh, sure. Hey, David. Hi, is there a problem here?
Facebook and Instagram are down right now.
Oh, that's too bad. Can you see this post on X? It means our servers are working. Maybe they'll be back up in a few days.
No, that's way too long.
Oh, it is? Oh, geez, that's terrible.
What's up, guys? Boy, Benny. If you got a screaming, raging phone call from your boomer parents this morning, and if you got a screaming, raging phone call on the other line from your fitness influencer sister, and if they're all screaming at you because they're angry the internet isn't working, that means that Facebook and Instagram are all down. And if your super creepy, weird nephew is calling you because Threads is down because Orange Man bad, well, you can just ignore that call. Ladies and gentlemen, Instagram and Facebook and Messenger are all offline for hours this morning, leading to worldwide outages and panic across the internet, as experts say a cyber attack can never be fully ruled out. Meta's Facebook, Messenger, and Instagram, they do Threads is so irrelevant, they just leave Threads off. They just leave it off. Experience issues worldwide. The outages appeared on the platform at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and no one was able to log in. Angry users found themselves suddenly booted out of their accounts, making them think that they'd been hacked or their personal details were stolen. The issue appeared at 10:20 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and impacted both apps worldwide. Alongside with U.S., the outrage and outage reached the U.K., parts of Europe, China, Australia, Mexico. Uh-oh. Users flooded X to complain about the outage and to share memes to the delight of Elon Musk. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the most entertaining outcome is always the most likely. That's Elon's razor, right? The executive producer of our show, ALX, definitely follow ALX on X. Everything okay, Zuck? Instagram is down, Facebook and IG, Instagram, cyber attack, iMessage, so IG, WhatsApp. This was what was trending this morning, and it looked like there were a lot of outages. Some people saying that there was a YouTube outage, but we were able to stream fine this morning. Had no problem with our morning show. So, ladies and gentlemen, Threads, though. I can't believe they've included Threads on this list. Yeah, a lot of Meta platforms were down. No word yet on whether it was because of Mark Zuckerberg's fashion choices here, if this shirt just melted the servers.
Looks like everything is down except for one app. The X app is online. Oh, yeah, baby. And people were gloating about it. The memes. It's X looking at it. That's like, the field as everything burns. That's right. One app to rule them all. The memes were flowing, baby. Mark Zuckerberg is using X Spaces to discuss the issue with his team. I think this is real. So, really? No way. I don't know. Maybe. There were various people from Meta. Andy Stone, this is somebody that that is like a big-time executive at Meta, you know, using X to post about the problems on Meta. Meta apps are back online, but they're posting updates on X, talking about the inconvenience and apologizing for the bugs in their system. Threads is probably down, but nobody noticed yet. Like, well, Elon Musk sure as hell noticed. Elon Musk mocks Meta and Facebook and Instagram as they all go down. Thousands flock to X to share gloating memes. Oh, man, let's go ahead and look. Oh, no. All right, what do the people at X have to say? X is filled with some of the friendliest, happiest, fuzziest, cuddliest trolls you've ever met. We really love our friends over at X, and some of their employees are just hysterical. They're just really funny. Hello, literally everyone. Good morning. Facebook is down. Guess what is it? Got 'em. X, the official X account, posting, we know why you're all here right now. We see you. Zuckerberg logs in. Because I love you. Yes, Facebook has 200,000 engineers currently down. X has 184 engineers gathered around an open laptop that acts as our primary server. Not down. says Chris, who is a, works at X. To be fair, Elon says, we do overclock the open laptop and also use it for warmth. What's happening in Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp right now is exactly what experts predicted about Twitter after Musk fired 75% of the company. I love the smell of irony in the morning, says Elon. Threads is down, but nobody noticed. There we go. This is a joke again. Elon Musk laughing. And Elon Musk, of course, sharing memes here. We are aware – this is the this is Andy Stone. This is the Meta executive. We are aware that people are having trouble accessing our services. We are working on this now. The Penguin. Who's in charge? X. Elon Musk sharing this. If you're reading this post, it's because our servers are working, says Elon Musk. Goodness gracious, 30 million views, 1 million likes, 124,000 reposts, 125,000 reposts. Well, hey, baby. If you're reading this reply, it's because the servers are still working. Good job, Greg. Meanwhile on X. Yes, that's right. That's right. Again, people said YouTube are down, but I didn't see that this morning. So here we go. Yes. If you're reading this post, it's because I commented and it's Tuesday. So, ladies and gentlemen, there were, of course, as ever, when there is a problem on the internet, plenty of theories. Internet theories run wild. Facebook and Instagram crash. Super Tuesday. Practice run for the presidential election. Republicans and Democrats are both claiming that the outage is helping the other side. Some felt that Meta's crash on the same day as Super Tuesday was no coincidence. Uh-oh. Facebook and IG down on Super Tuesday. Uh-oh. People are saying that this is a practice run for November. Will they pull the plug on the internet? We'll see. There's been a lot of people. National outage of Facebook and Instagram on Super Tuesday, says Attorney General Ken Paxton. Well, we'll see. Facebook, IG, Threads just happened to have a massive outage on Super Tuesday. I'm sure it's a coincidence, though. A lot of people saying maybe this is what they're preparing for. You know, the Obamas are making movies about what happens when all the internet goes down. Oh, no. Oh, no. Race war. It's literally what the Obamas created in their newest Netflix special. So, I don't know. Predictive programming, anyone? Predictive programming is, of course, when the entertainment industry, like, does videos and disaster movies about things that may or may not happen. East Palestine, man, they nailed it. Train accident in Ohio. There's literally a series like a year earlier about the exact same thing. Containment and quarantine there. Toxic chemical spills. It's crazy, right? Maybe it's happenstance. Or maybe it's all planned. I don't know. All I know is that the Obamas are making movies about what happens when all the internet goes out for the rest of us. And the race wars that then happen after. Kind of creepy. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is just a teeny preview about that. Take it away, Tucker.
Barack Obama's been out of office kind of a long time now, and because we don't see him every day, it's become really obvious to a lot of people that the whole Obama thing was based on race hatred, anti-white hatred. That's how he got elected, from white guilt and anger at white people, and that's how he maintained power. And he stoked it, of course. A lot of people didn't see this coming. Obama seemed like the kind of person who could bring the country together, our first half-white president. He could probably see both sides of the race question. But no, he saw only one side, and it's hate-based. And so it shouldn't surprise you that now that he's a Netflix producer, along with his hate-addled wife, Michelle, he's producing more racial division in the form of scripted dramas. The latest is called Leave the World Behind. It's a fictional thriller about the collapse of technology and what humans would do with no phones or computers. The movie follows a family on vacation at a rental house, and one night they're visited by a father and a daughter who show up seeking shelter. They say their phones no longer work and they need a place to stay. So immediately the white family, because they're evil, that's encoded in their DNA, of course, is suspicious of the visitors because they're black. And it goes on and on and on like this. Here's a clip.
I'm asking for you to remember that if the world falls apart, trust should not be doled out easily to anyone, especially white people. Even Mom would agree with me on that.
Yeah, especially you can't trust white people. They're evil. This is the guy, remember, who became famous at the Democratic Convention in 2004 by telling us there is no white America, there's no black America, it's just one America. But of course, that's not really a profit model in politics, is it? So he's been stoking race hatred ever since, and the disarray around us is the result.
All right, we are back after playing a few clips. I do have Adrian with us here. She'll be with us for the rest of the show, hopefully, here. Welcome back, Adrian.
Proof, how are you doing?
All right, I'm still waiting for the state that Nikki Haley wins.
Which one do you think?
Well, she won Washington, D.C. Over the weekend. I guess that's good enough. But did you know that Brandon lost a state? Or not a state, but Brandon lost to someone that I've never heard of before.
In what state?
American Samoa.
Who is that?
So, some candidate named Jason Palmer. They called it for him over Brandon. So there's 11 delegates. He's an investor and an entrepreneur who worked for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, so you know he's quality material.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's a great guy. A nice family man.
Right.
My aunt texted me earlier, Proof, and she was asking me who to vote for, and she wasn't really sure who to vote for. And she leans more on the Democrat, she leans more towards there, mm-hmm. but she kind of goes a little bit back and forth. She has some pretty conservative, hard conservative views, actually. Which is kind of interesting that she votes Democrat. I think it may be I'm not really sure. I'd like to talk to her more about it. But today she texted me saying Kennedy's not on the ballot yet and that she doesn't know. She said, who does she vote for? And I said, I told her to write herself in. And then she said, I thought about writing in Kennedy. And then I told her, just go ahead and do it. And she did do it. And she was really happy that she did that. She said she felt liberated that she didn't vote for either one.
Well, I guess it's a start.
Yeah, definitely, and it was really cool. She's very excited.
So what have you been working on lately?
Right now, I am just gathering research about some, like, cosmetics. I guess you would call them, like, cosmetic products. Like, things that you put on your skin. Like, what chemicals are in them and what products are actually, you know, more, like, natural. So there's a lot of things advertised as organic, natural, vegan. And then when you look at the ingredients, they're really not great. What about you?
Oh,
what
sorry. I thought there was more. Sorry. You're still here, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I said.
Okay.
I said,
just
what
got quiet.
You?
All
what
of a sudden.
What have you got going on? Oh, yeah. I said. What about you? What have you got going on?
Well, I was just trying to follow the election. I'm waiting, like I said, for the one reason why Nikki Haley thinks she still has a chance to win.
What states do you think she's going to take?
I think she won everything she's going to win already.
I heard that Trump stole Texas.
Stole Texas?
Yeah, that he got the votes in Texas.
How did he steal Texas?
Not stole. I mean, like, you know what I mean. Like, he's got the votes coming in from Texas. Like.
Oh, okay. I thought you said stole. I'm like, explain how.
Oh, no. I guess nowadays you can't say stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's just because it's literal.
Yeah.
It literally happened now, you know. So.
All right. So. We haven't played, I haven't played Mr. Broccoli yet today, and it's about to hit the third hour, so we can get that out of the way here.
Do you have an episode for last week when you were out as well?
Oh, yeah, when you were out, yeah, I can grab that here. I just, I guess it'll be a twofer here because it's the same concept, so I'll get the last two ready for you here. Let's, instead of grabbing the video, I accidentally canceled my Rumble. So let me get this together here. So in this video, Mike thinks he has ovarian cancer. And so we have Dr. Freddy here.
Okay, I'm ready whenever you're ready.
You're ready?
Yes.
You said yes?
Yes.
All right. So I'll count down. 3, 2, 1, action.
I'm so glad we came here today. Yeah, we need to take care of this before it gets worse. But if Dr. Freddy says this is terminal, it will be his goal. Dr. Freddy always hooked me up when I had heart attacks after getting my COVID boosters. I tried to give blood yesterday. They said no one that got a COVID gene therapy is allowed to donate blood. That is probably with these as black and trans. Those transphobes is probably just afraid we are gonna give them to the trans. I just want to be able to vote for Michael Robinson Obama to beat Trump in the election. Yeah, I am sure he will need you for that. Michael Robertson Obama is a very nice lady.
Hello, Mike. I was reading your charts. I know we have to give birth to your later COVID boosters. Let me get your ambulances ready for when you have more heart attacks after I give you these boosters. Although I'm sure this will be purely a coincidence and not speculation or a conspiracy. I understand. Also, Mike, you had another issue you are having. By the way, I see you also need more hormone blockers and with 2D therapies.
Yes, doctor. My wab has been hurting lately. Malik has been trying to get me pregnant. I am pretty sure I have ovarian cancer. Every time I go pee, it feels like my uterus wall is not feeling right.
Okay, so first you need to sign these documents before I get your boosters. It says you agree not to sue Lysnica Pharmaceuticals or my office when you have another heart attack due to these gene therapies. It is explained you got these on your own and I am not responsible for all your deaths.
Okay, that is cool. We will sign your ish. Doctor, I have been trying to get a pap smear. I tried two other doctors and they told me to get the F out of the office. I need to make sure that a doctor can tell me my wife is healthy or if I have cancer.
I understand, son. Let me have a look-see at your WAP.
Why do you have to see my WAP? Can't you just tell me what to do or if I have cancer?
By the way, we are not sons. We are they slash them. I am a trans outlaw.
And I'm a travesty. I cannot lease as a trans outlaw or else I would be called gay and will not get a stipend for leasing a trans.
Mike, do you have an ice cream cone getting in the way of me seeing a WAP? If that is the case, I will have to remove your ice cream cone so I can take a look at your WAP.
No, doctor. I do not want to lose my ice cream cone. I just want to take care of my ovarian cancer so I can get pregnant. Malik and I want to have a baby so that we can have an abortion after the baby is born.
Well, Mike, how long have you had this pain?
For about 3 weeks. Malik and I glued our ball sacks to the GMO King drive-thru to protest people eating meat. Someone got mad we would not get out of the way so they can order some wafers with cheese. When he came up to me and tried to pick me up, he noticed Mike glued my junk to the ground. He kicked me repeatedly in my kumquats.
If you want to keep your swimmers, it would be impossible for me to get inside there and check your female parts.
We're not female though, we're trans.
That is fair. However, having ovarian cancer and a uterus means you have female parts on your person. Mike, it just so happens your kumquats and ice cream cone are directly in front of any of these parts you may have.
Doctor, can't you just give me some prescriptions to get rid of my cancer instead? And then you can give me a pap smear.
I can do that, Mike. But I need to chop off your junk first.
Maybe I can get one of the illegals coming in from the Mexico border to give me a pap smear without having to chop off my junk.
Yeah, why are you being so difficult? No doctor wants to fix his ovarian cancer unless they lop off his junk.
That's right. Can't you just stick something up my butt and find anything that way?
Well, Mike, if you are a trans, then when are you going to be transitioning over?
Never. It is none of your business. Unless you are checking my ovaries and my uterus, it does not concern you.
Mike, I would like to help you. I have been your doctor for years. But you will have to let me remove your junk if you want me to check out your other behind that ice cream cone.
Can't you just cut just a little bit so you can see? There is no reason to have to take the whole thing off. That's right. They have needle and thread, you know. They even sell that at China Mart. I see it when I got my Freedom microchip in my wrist.
Sorry, Mike. But it is impossible for me to check your ovaries and uterus wall while your junk is in the way.
Mike, it sounds like he is trying to politely tell us to leave and go across the Mexico border to have this done. Maybe we can go through California. Then we can tell them we are illegal so they can give us both Visa gift cards for $5,000 each.
Sorry, I'm unable to help you. I doubt you can find a doctor to review your lady parts without taking off your men's parts. But good luck on that and I wish you the best. I just think CBs is afraid of a buzz making you catch trans. That is blatant discrimination. Come on, Malik. Let's book a flight to Mexico and see if we can find some squeaky high doctor to check my ovaries for cancer. I am tired of all this hate and discrimination for being a trans.
All right, I hope that was okay.
Do these things just come to you?
Why is that?
Like the titles and the concepts for the cartoons?
Yeah. Why, was something wrong with it?
No, it's just, I just think it's really interesting, like, because that's a lot of creativity that requires, like, to generate the title and then make the entire, like, script and the dialogue, and it's just, it's a lot that goes into it. I feel like, it just comes, like, it's not ever, like, a struggle to make them. It's just pretty easy.
I just take a couple of topics for the week and work with it.
Yeah, Broccoli Man is funny.
Yeah, he doesn't get very many weeks off, but he had last week's off, but he's back to work this week.
He's back to work. He's back at it. You know, he's got some pretty sick rhymes sometimes. He's got the rhymes.
You talking about Broccoli Man or the Wiretap?
Oh, Broccoli Man.
Okay. All right, well, let's get this week out of the way here. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, what's
if
that?
Go ahead and finish, and then I got this week's to do, but you had something I wanted to hear.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I remember a couple episodes ago he was rhyming. He was sounding like a rapper.
Oh, did he? Okay. He's rapped before. He's also done stand-up comedy. You want to hear him do stand-up comedy after this? I'll play a stand-up set with Broccoli Man.
Okay.
All right, so this episode here, I didn't give it to you. Hold on. In this next episode, Jamar says he's no longer a communist.
All right, I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, so in all these videos you can find on Rumble under Broccoli Man. So let me go ahead and get this going. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey, Jamar, are you going to the protest later today? We are having a rally to make sure the new illegals getting in from the border are getting their fair share. They deserve $10,000 a month tax-free for choosing to get on George Soros' migrant caravan to come here.
I don't think so, B. I just don't think that illegals should make $120,000 a year without doing anything.
Jamar, look at yourself. You are sounding too much like a Republican. First, you will not put any more scams on your face. Then, after your 80th booster, you refuse to take any more. And now you won't even support our liberal ideas.
I don't know, player. I want to be a liberal media major. I found a job that pays $48,000 a year to start where I can intern for a fake news company. Why should someone with no skills make 2.5 times more cash than me, and I am gonna have a degree from Southern Hampshire Institute in Technology? I had to fight hard to get my degree from SHIT, and all they had to do is to get on the George Soros caravan and get paid.
Yes, that is only fair. It is loving and liberal.
I just don't think that's fair. Why should we pay people to come across to our citizen? We have to work to pay for them to not work, B. Why should everyone in the world have access to our money just by coming to the United States?
because of all the people that live here are not voting Democrat. We need those illegals so that Trump cannot be as president again. If we can keep Brandon in office or talk Michael Robinson Obama into being president, then George Soros, Bill Gates, and Klaus Schwab can give us our communist takeover that the world needs.
Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady. But I do not want to live in a communist country. I want it to be socialist like in parts of Europe, not communist like Venezuela.
Oh no, it's that broccoli dude again. He is just upset that my birthing partner is trying to get me pregnant. He is also upset that I am black and a trans.
Mike, you do realize we all can see you, right? You are as white as Justin Bieber. And you are only a trans if you start transitioning to take off your ice cream cone and give up your kumquats.
You take that back right now and put a scam on that face. Or else I am going to report you to Canada. I can report you to Canada for hurting my feeling in a hate speech bill. You can get fined and arrested for life. I can report you anonymously so no one will know I was the one reporting you.
Mike, were you ever able to find out the reason why you were not able to get the $5 million a year stipend for being black? Were they ever able to find out what was wrong with your paperwork?
That is none of your business. At least I make enough money to not have to work. I can just be as a trans.
So Jamar, are you going to take that intern job working for fake news?
I don't know, Holmes. I do like the fact that they have tampons in the men's rooms. But they said we're not allowed to eat meat while being an employee. We are only allowed soylinkies and bulk proteins. They said starting next year they will stop drug testing employees. Instead they will test people for meat. I do not want a job where you can be on crystal meth but you get fired for eating a winner-winner chicken dinner.
That sounds like a great policy, Jamar. We can fight climate change if you learn how to only eat Zebus or GMO Bill.
It just seems like the Democrat Party changed. It just seems like the 1% in the illegals vote Democrat and all the normal people vote something else.
You take that back right now. I'm a normal trans vegan black person that supports whatever the current thing is.
Bruh.
That's what I mean. We all can see you. You're not black.
You take that back right now. I always vote Democrat. That's why Brandon said I am black.
Dude. Your skin does not change based on who you vote for. And you cannot be a trans unless you are removing your body parts, B.
I am so pissed at Dr. Freddy. I have ovarian cancer, but he refuses to check my WAP because he wants to take off my ice cream cone and my kumquats. Not one doctor is willing to look at my WAP unless I agree to remove my junk. These doctors are too genderist.
Mike, how do you expect a doctor to get your female body parts you do not even have?
I do not want any doctor removing my kumquats. They should just know I have ovarian cancer and give me chemotherapy and also prescriptions to remove my cancer. If I say I have cancer, that should be good enough. You're all sick in the herd for not wanting me to get my WAP checked out.
We all know you do not have WAP, B. That is why you need to show them your junk. You cannot have cancer for body parts you do not have, player.
You take that back right now. I am definitely reporting you for hate speech against my WAP. That is the only reason why Malik cannot get me pregnant. Once I get pregnant, I want to have an abortion a week after the baby is born. I need to prove I am liberal.
Maybe that's gross.
No one should be proud of their abortions.
You're just pissed off we are going to defend the police and let the illegals be the police force to rule over the Republicans in the United States.
Newsflash, Dumbwade. If the illegal gangsters become the new police, they will rule over everyone, not just Republicans.
Not likely, Jamar. They can tell by our skin color. They will see I am black and leave me alone. they will come after you for being white.
Hey everyone. Don't go woke. Do not vote for anyone who is wanting to advance globalist agendas. Educate yourself. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Check out freedomizerradio.com. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to know about. Check out the schedule on the freedomizerradio.com website also and find some other shows on Freedomizer Radio.
I cannot wait until all the radio stations get arrested for saying anything against us liberals. We are so loving and liberal. That is why we believe in banning free speech to protect free speech. From now on, you will only touch the records that I say. Now someone needs to help me find a doctor that will treat my WAP without having to remove my junk.
All right, so that was this week's. You still here? That's you, Adrian.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Hope it was okay.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay. All right, so I promised you a stand-up, so I'm going to show you. Let me see if I can get the right one here. Are you still at your party, or is that over?
Oh, that's, we left early.
All right. Okay, so we have a stand-up comedy special that Broccoli Man did on July 11th, 2022. So when you're ready, let me know.
I'm ready.
Okay. All right, so I'll go ahead and count it down then. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hunter's laptop is always in the news. Fake news cannot even hide the fact it exists. Brandon's son Hunter is always smoking his crack and being naked on tons of videos. He is naked on videos with kids. But these liberals point at Donald Trump Jr. instead. They are all look at Trump Jr. sharing a mean tweet. We can show them videos of him naked getting with little kids and they say so what? Trump Jr. and Barron Trump are too extreme. Talk about being asleep and brainwashed. Liberals are still saying this laptop is fake. Even though the videos are real. I was getting a latte yesterday. Some Democrat came up to me and said, "Excuse me, sir. You need to wear a scam. People are getting sick." I said, "Exactly. People are getting sick from wearing scams." Then she says, "I am double scammed every single day and I got COVID 4 times. I said, "Exactly my point." Then she says, "I bet you also refuse to get the gene therapies like a clown." I got all 5 of my COVID gene therapies. I had to remind her. "You got COVID 4 times. I never got COVID and I am out in these mean streets every day. Then she says I had two heart attacks, but it would be a lot worse if I did not get the gene therapies. You cannot argue with these liberals even one bit. Why am I going to give in to peer pressure just to make random strangers feel happy because I complied? I am not in your cult. Gas is at $6 a gallon for gas. You know who they are blaming? They are blaming Trump. Gas was $2 a gallon in 2020. Now it is $6 a gallon in my city. And they blame Trump for the high gas prices. How is it they can give millions of barrels of oil to China, shut down over 4,000 pipelines, tax everyone like crazy, and who are they blaming? The guy that made mean tweets and gas was selling at $2 a gallon. Just like how they are blaming Trump for the inflation and the food shortages. These liberals really have no clue about how they are shutting down the world economy on purpose. I had a liberal say to me, "We need to stop killing cows. We don't have to kill them for food. We can buy all the meat we want at the grocery store." All these people that love their hamburgers and fried chicken are going to really become a vegan just because Brandon and Obama told them to? It's like they say, okay, everyone can no longer eat meat to save the environment. You must eat ZE bugs. And they just are going to say, okay, yes, I will do that right now. I support the current thing. I love being a liberal. I honestly don't know how people can be liberals. They just sit around and watch TV. Just waiting to be told what to think. You ask them a current events question and they have not been told by fake news what to say, it is like they are frozen. It's like, so what do you think about the food shortages and people getting sick from the latest booster? They pretend they cannot hear you. Or they go, but what about Trump? Or if they get really stuck. Like, how about those gas prices? Their response is, why are you not wearing a scam? It is amazing how liberals have that etch-a-sketch brain. Every day they just shake their head and then they let the fake news build up in their pathetic brains. Okay everyone, I have crime to fight. Please go to freedomizerradio.com and check out the Proof Negative radio show 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern and 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time during the week. Good night everyone.
All right, so that was Broccoli Man doing stand-up.
Yeah, I liked that a lot. That was really funny. The stand-up, like, different from the,
you know, but for whatever reason, the laugh track got stuck and I couldn't fix it. I tried my best that day. I couldn't get it to fix, so I just left it.
Fix the what?
Laugh track. So it would laugh at a certain spot and I couldn't get the timing wouldn't change. And I tried cutting and pasting and adding and removing and did whatever. I couldn't get anything to change right there. So I just left it. So there's some spots where it sounded awkward.
I didn't catch it.
All right, so let's see if there's any other states that are called. I want to see California. No, not yet. All right. Did you have anything you want to go over tonight?
So there is something that I would like to share with our audience something that is coming up. Let me get the – it is a couples it is a couples workshop. It's a three-hour couples workshop, and it'll be recorded for people that don't register, or for people that register but can't make it live. It is Saturday, March the 23rd. There's a couple different times, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., 8 to 11, 9 a.m. to 12, 10 a.m. to 1. And it is specifically to help with taking the attachment theory and putting it into action. So beyond just knowing what different attachment theories are, you know, and that's like attachment styles and relationships, and like working with people to find out if they're an anxious, avoidant, like in an anxious, avoidant relationship, and they want to grow more towards security, and if they want to take their relationship to the next level. It is being held by the author of the book Secure Love.
Okay. So is this held online or is it in person?
Yes, it will be online, and people can register at thesecurerelationship.com for the early bird discount. Those who register by March 10th, they will receive that early bird discount.
Okay. Are you taking part in this?
Yes, I'm going to try to make it to one of those times, definitely. Because it also talks about, you know, bonding and insight. Like, it's like building exercises, building emotional support skills, so there's not any unhealthy codependency in relationships. And then working with people on their anxious attachment styles, as well as learning or learning more about vulnerability, and how that's very important.
I have one tip that I'll give as a piece of advice in a relationship. Everybody should have a hobby or something that they're working on outside of the relationship. Because you want to have something that you can dedicate personal time to, so that when you have time alone, you're not getting on each other's nerves. Because I've seen where people, you know, there's nothing going on, so everything the other person does gets magnetized because your whole life is focused on the other person. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
So you have to constantly be reinventing yourself because you need to have things that you can, you want to be learning and you want to be growing while you're in a relationship. So
yeah,
it doesn't matter what the hobby is. Just don't be that person that sits and watches Smell-O-Vision after you get off work and then that's it. So that's your week.
Yeah, that's definitely a good point. I think that, you know, and I say this a lot, and I see it mostly with women, like their partner, like their life is their partner. Like they have no identity outside of their partner, and I don't think that's good or healthy, you know. I could just go on a giant tangent about that. Like, you can't do that. You can't make a whole other person your entire identity.
And I don't care if it's photography, if it's learning another language, if it's going to college. I don't really care. It's just you should always be doing something.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey, Hey, I have to let you know, I kind of planned this before the show tonight, and then when you said you were running late, I was going to enforce this. I have a Candace Owens clip I want to close the show with.
Yeah.
So I'm done. It's when it gets to the end of the night sometimes, and I've been, because I do customer service for a day job, and there's only so much voice I have in a night, and I've about had it.
Yeah, no, I understand, and no, I don't have too much this week. Hopefully, we'll have a guest with us soon.
Okay.
I've got a couple people I've still got to reach back out to, but hopefully, we'll have one on pretty soon.
Okay. Yeah, we'll talk about that. So, and anytime if you have access to Vivek Ramaswamy or one of the other previous guests, I'm always open to that. I know we had Tulo or something on. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, I said I don't even know if he got to tour Las Vegas, because I know he ended up, you know, dropping. So.
Yeah. But he's still doing interviews.
Yeah, I would assume so. I would assume he's probably going to try to run again.
He's on interviews almost every day still.
Okay, yeah, then I'm sure that if we're able to contact him, that he would want to talk to our audience as well and take questions.
Absolutely. All right, I want to close with Candace Owens, and we'll wrap up for this week, and we'll have at it again. You'll be here next week, and I'll be here tomorrow. So please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show, but we're going to close out with Candace Owens.
All right, happy Tuesday, everybody. You are not going to believe this, but I have learned that a media hit –